welcome you to tonight's Citizens Climate University. I'm your host, Brett Cease, and tonight's topic is the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act's Communications Plan. Thank you so much for joining us, and let me introduce our guest speaker tonight, CCL's Communications Coordinator, Flannery Winchester. Flannery trains and supports volunteers to also publish written pieces in local media, appear on radio and television, and pitches national media, manages and edits the CCL blog, and when she's not doing that, she helps keep our volunteers informed, inspired through social media and regular newsletters. If we've done our job well, after the end, all attendees should be able to have the following goals met: understanding how to communicate the main key points of this new legislation.
Hey, everybody. So now we're going to talk quickly through what we call the messaging. That's just the marketing word for what do we say about this bill. So we're going to talk about why it's important to even have a focused message in the first place. Why can't we all just go out there and kind of say what we want? Then I'll share with you our five key points that we want to reference when we're talking to media, whether we're on a podcast or talking to a print reporter. I'll point you to our community resources, and then I'll answer any questions that you have. So the reason we need a focused message first is because of resonance. So we don't have a lot of time to get people's attention. So we need to say something that will resonate with them. That means we're going to lead with the things that are the most interesting and the most relevant. The second is that we want to remove barriers. So if something seems like it's a lot of work to understand it, or they need to do a bunch of research and training, then that becomes a barrier for them. So we don't want to present barriers. We want to make it clear and easy to understand right from the beginning. And then the last reason it's important to focus our message is because repetition matters. So the more we hear something, the more we believe it. We're more persuaded, or we're more persuasive when we repeat the same thing rather than giving people a bunch of different messages all over the place. So that's why we try to stick to these five key points about the bill. So we want to say that it's effective, that it creates jobs, that it's good for people, that it has bipartisan support, and that it's revenue neutral. So our specific points on each of those, when we're talking about how the bill is effective, we want to say this policy will reduce America's emissions by at least 40% within 12 years. It's supported by economists and scientists as simple, comprehensive, and effective. So you'll notice that we're not starting with how it works. We're not saying, oh, it's a $15 per ton price and the revenue is returned to people. We're not getting into all those details quite yet. We're saying it's going to reduce emissions. It's simple, comprehensive, and effective. So that's something people can easily understand. And that's the main point we want them to grasp here. The next point we want to make is this policy will create 2.1 million additional jobs over the next 10 years, thanks to the growth in the clean energy economy. So that 2.1 million jobs figure is from our REMI study. You don't need to get into exactly where that comes from or how they found that number. You just want to give them the statistic. This is a strong point to make because everybody loves to talk about the economy. It's helpful to hear that it's going to create jobs and it's going to be have all these positive effects. And then the other thing here is that those of us who are very familiar with REMI, we know that the job growth is mostly going to be in things like healthcare or retail. So don't get hung up on the phrase clean energy economy. That was chosen very deliberately. We're not saying these are clean energy jobs. We're saying that the jobs that result are from this new clean energy economy. This is a phrase that is helpful to use just based on how politicians respond to it, how conservatives respond to it, how it polls in public opinion with clean energy, that sort of thing. So that's why it's helpful to have that in the that main message there. Then on the good for people point, we want to say this policy will improve health and save lives by reducing pollution that Americans breathe. Poor air quality causes an estimated 60,000 U.S. deaths each year and sickens thousands more. Additionally, the carbon dividend puts money directly into people's pockets every month to spend as they see fit, helping low and middle income Americans. So health and healthcare are very important issues for folks. And so that's helpful to address other causes that they care about. And then the dividend gives you a little bit more of a progressive talking point to offer up. Then for bipartisan support, our talking point is Republicans and Democrats are both on board co-sponsoring this bill together. The majority of Americans support Congress taking action on climate change, including more than half of Republican millennial voters. Solving climate change is too urgent to get caught up in partisan politics. So this is kind of the public version of Danny's bridge, not wedge message. So the phrase bridge, not wedge does really, really well on the Hill and with people that are very familiar with politics because they are used to thinking about wedge issues and things like that. So bridge, not wedge works well in that context. But if you're just talking to a neighborhood reporter or if you're giving a presentation, things like that, the sort of more general way to give that message is saying solving climate change is too urgent to get caught up in partisan politics. And then our last point here is that it's revenue neutral. So we have this one because this is still a critical talking point for conservative audiences. And what we want to say there is the fees collected on carbon emissions will be allocated to all Americans to spend any way they choose. The government will not keep any of the fees collected, so the size of the government will not grow. And those are our five talking points. And then on the next slide here, we've got, so same spot as before. You go on CCL Community, click on that bill page, and then we've got some resources. On that third tab there, you can print off a fact sheet about the bill.
The last thing, again, that I will highlight here is that if you do have questions, where we're going to route you to first is the main bill page on Community. And from there, there's a Q&A, more in-depth FAQ section, as well as a forums. This forum is what we've put in the actual chat window a lot. I know that we've been trying to keep up with everyone. I think we've been doing a fairly good job of that. So feel free to put that question that you didn't get answered tonight or anything that emerges afterwards if you just forgot to ask something right there in Community's forums. You can always email me as well, and I'll direct you to the right person or resource. My email is just brett@citizensclimate.org. But the biggest thing that we really wanted to close with, as always, but especially in this most historic of weeks, is thanking all of you on the line tonight. You are absolutely the reason why we are where we're at today and have gotten so far, and we really are excited to continue to work together to get this bill that's now been introduced over the next goalpost.